When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow, who's gotta start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
Today's, yeah. It's Brain Dead with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my face.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Why do I always have to go first?
Wait a minute.
Okay. Hey guys, what to do? Welcome to another episode of No Shade Pod. It's your girl, Raquel Aubrey.
It's Martin Royalty.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we are back with another episode.
Yes, 152, darling.
Woo, woo.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm glad you got energy because I'm tired.
I feel like people must be tired of my woo, woo. I'm absolutely tired. But yeah. How are you?
Tired.
With the tea,
I'm so tired. This week has been weird.
Yeah, I think... Wait, why has it been weird?
I don't know. You know when like you're in a weird mood, but like I feel like I want to cry.
Oh,
but I don't
yeah.
know why I want to cry.
I know why I want to cry is because of my period, but
I don't think mine is due. Like, oh, a good thing actually about the period because I'm just getting to it. Actually, how are you?
What do you want to say?
This is where my mind has been all like when I told you I've been all over the place all week.
Yeah.
So okay, so I don't know. I don't think it's a period thing for me. I just think I don't know what it is. I just think I just want to cry. And I don't know why I want to cry, but I don't have the time to cry, really. Do you know what I mean?
Just scheduling your calendar, quick 10 minutes at the end of the day or beginning of your morning, then get in the shower. Like it never
happened. Because I don't cry often,
yeah.
I like to sit in my tears. Like I like to sit in the cry. Yeah, do you get what I mean? Like, I
don't that's the just best cry.
On. Yeah, I don't want to just move on. I'm at it tonight. I don't want to just move on so quickly. Like I like to sit down and like sit in the tears.
Yeah.
And then like watch a rom-com or something. Yeah. Like, just really milk it.
Yeah.
And then wake up the next day as if nothing's happened.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
But I don't think it's a period thing. I'll let you get into it, but I do want to touch on periods actually. But I'll let you get into it.
For me, I think it's my period because my skin is acting up again, guys. I got a spot in the middle of my forehead. I've just been really like...
going through it.
Yeah, like in touch of my emotions kind of thing. And also I realized that I was gonna come on my period as well was because I was eating like a mad woman. Like my cravings, guys, I woke up one morning craving puff puff and I said,
oh my gosh.
What the hell?
That's a lot.
Like, and then I wanted to have like meat pie, and then I wanted my craving was just all over the place. And then funny enough, I was on my phone and then Flo, to girls, if you know Flo, shout out to Flo.
The app. Well, want the guys to know?
Yeah, it's the girls that get it.
The girls that get it, okay,
all right. It's a little curve, you know? So, the app, guys. So Flo was like, oh, you might have cravings.
I said, oh, like she's talking to you through the phone.
She might as well, because she was like, you might be experiencing cravings this week. And I was
me
like,
in my pop ice cream. Don't you think I know that, sis?
I was like, oh, it makes sense, because...
Don't you think it's weird how like we get this every month, but every month we do not know?
And it just feels like brand new.
Yeah.
Like it feels like, oh, wow, you're back again.
Yeah, I think we get used to the good life of not having it. I can't lie to you. You know how like Esau in the Bible sold his birthright?
Mm-hmm.
I'd sell my period right if I could.
I don't need it.
I actually said it.
What, like, what is the point?
It's for kids.
When you actually deep it, what's the point?
It's for kids.
There's actually no point.
Kids I don't even know if I want to have. And here I am just suffering every day. I just really can't. Like,
but then when I have them, it stops. Like as in when I get pregnant, it stops. So does that mean I need
to... What, for like 9 months?
Yeah, does that mean I need to keep being pregnant continuously
for the rest of your life, until menopause?
Yeah, like...
But apparently that first period back is mad. I want to know if there's any point that your hormones balance out, but I don't think they do, because even when you're pregnant and stuff, it's just mad. Like, why is this necessary?
Yeah, no. I hate it here. Yeah.
But what I was going to mention as well, actually, is that... Because you know I get that quite regular periods. Like, so
I was just about to say that girls who get irregular periods are so lucky.
No, we're not. I don't know when that girl going to get me.
I think that's the thing.
That's when I tell you.
That's the thing.
And so you kind of live in anxiety. Is she going to come this month? I've got plans. Is she going to come or not? And then she doesn't come. And then you've spent time like...
Worrying about it anyway.
Or you get all the symptoms anyway and then she don't come. And it's like, okay, so what was that for?
Yeah.
But I was Googling about it one time and it was like... And I know sometimes Google can be a bit dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like saying it's like signs of infertility.
God forbid, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, back to the sender, in the name of Jesus.
And I said, like, I know I don't want to have kids, but damn.
Yeah, I think when you know that you have that choice rather than that choice being taken away from you. I think those are two different things.
And I was like, okay, I'm not really worried, but for her, it's food for thought.
God forbid,
but
anyway.
I ended up going to doctors anyway, and for something else, and I mentioned this to her because it was a woman. I said, actually, I was doing this. She said, you know what? She said, because I told her all the symptoms, because apparently the symptoms of that is really, like, it's heavy periods, which I get, irregular, because when I tell you sometimes I get
symptoms
like,
of infertility.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Heavy pains, like bad pains, irregular, because mine can be like very regular. What else was it? Acne as well, which I've struggled with, because there's no acne in my family line, so why do I have it? And something else, but... It was all stuck, like I ticked every single thing. That's why I was like, okay, well, damn. So when I told her, she's like, I don't think, she's like, sometimes, she said, it might not be that. But she said, actually, now that you said that, because it was a skin doctor, she's like, now that you said that, actually, that might even be the root of your acne, why it keeps coming back. So she said, I will recommend you for, is it PCOS?
PCOS, yeah. Do you remember the time when I thought I had PCOS?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I mentioned it, yeah, because I thought I had it, yeah. Because I was going to the gym and I was all losing weight. So I said, ugh.
This is where you went.
That's why I fired PCOS.
I actually can't remember.
But PCOS is very, very common.
Yeah, apparently. So
but again, we rebuke it back to the sender. Yeah. It's not the worst thing. It's not the worst thing, but
do you know what? I'll be honest with you. I feel like I would feel better having it.
Because you know it is the reason.
Yes, it gives me reasons for things. Because if I don't have it, then that means that I have to now figure out what it is that I'm... Because I didn't really... I just... My body was weird. But now that I know that it's not normal, the way I've been living life, that means if I don't have that, I've now got to kind of figure out what it is. And that's annoying. That's going to linger there.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not the worst thing.
Yeah, because it's curable, she said.
Yeah,
I think that'd be great because I'm tired of skin stuff.
Especially with like diet and working out and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
you can. It's not the worst thing. But again, like, we don't want to obviously not have any...
answers.
I mean, we don't want to have any like...
You don't want to have any bad things, but at the same time,
you want answers.
But she's there. She made a referral. But I'm quite lying to you. I'm going to do that when I get from Nigeria. I've got a lot on my mind at the moment. That's going to have to... I'm going to go and party my life and then come back.
It's a lot.
I will face that reality when I get back.
It's just crazy, like, the things that our bodies, like, go through, especially as women. Like, I don't... Obviously, I don't know for a man, but it's just like, as women...
Brent, do men go through anything every month? Yeah. What do you go through?
Wow.
I'm going to say, because he's not by the mic, I'm going to say, tell you what he said. He said, what they go through every month is having to survive us.
That is mad.
He said black women. I'm joking, he didn't. I'm playing.
Imagine.
Cut this out.
Can you imagine? No. But women go through so, like, a lot. Like,
it's a lot.
Like, tender breasts and, like...
And my breasts be heavy. I can't lie to
but
you.
But I love my period titties.
I can't lie to you. I'm going to get a breast reduction. I'm going to get my breasts done.
Are you okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm
I don't even think that
I'm doing it.
They're not necessary.
To you. Tell
they
me.
They are not necessary at all.
I want some itty bitty titties.
And there's people like me who are, okay, let me, obviously I'm blessed with what I have, but I'm a breast, if I was a man, I'd be a breast girl.
Nah, I'd definitely be a cheeks girl. I'd definitely be
Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want like a flash bomb, but I love me breasts.
Nah. I'm getting my breasts.
Like, do you not lie in bed and cup your breasts?
No, I don't. I cup when I'm running upstairs because I'm doing too
much. I will literally be in bed and I'll cup my tits. Then I'll be like, wait, what are you doing?
No, actually, no, what I did, I squeezed my bum. That's what I did.
Okay, that is weird.
First of all, no, it's not.
Why are you squeezing your bum? Like, some guys creeping off.
No, I just think, oh, like.
Wait.
I thought it's so inappropriate in front of Brent. But
how do you squeeze your own bum?
Boy, this is terrible. No, like, I just put my bum.
You feel it or you squeeze it?
I feel it, but it happens to be like, a squeeze.
But feeling your own bum is like, yeah, like...
What's even, a feel? What's a feel?
Like, just a like when I'm sitting down, I'll just be like a nice little rub. Like you know how you rub... it? Like, rub your thighs.
Why am I doing that?
No, you don't rub your thighs?
Not really. Actually, no, I do come, but I don't really
Yeah, I tend to be... Yeah.
I don't actively, intentionally do it. I just
but you
do
actively
it.
Squeeze your cheeks.
Randomly?
It's not random if it's actively. It can't be random and active.
Sorry, but you cup your breast.
That's normal. No, the same breast. There is so many people who cup their breast.
We are in the same boat.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Because with breasts, it's like, you know when you're just, like, you're sitting down, you just put one hand down and
that's
just...
That's different.
Yeah.
Cupping.
But, like, I'll be in bed and literally I'll just be, like, I just cup my boob.
Cupping is
I
different.
I even give a little squeeze sometimes.
Are you Sorry, but no, you're a hypocrite. You just said squeezing is weird.
No, but like you're
we're in the same boat.
No, but when I say squeeze, like as in I tend to do like a health check. Just squeeze.
Don't you dare. No, don't you dare. You're not allowed. Sorry. Don't you dare. Don't you dare try and make you sound medical. That's impossible. I'm
but you're
that.
Like
I'm not squeezing my bum every day, but
I'm imagining you walking around the, like walking, looking at yourself in the mirror and then it's just squeezing your bum like, oh.
No.
Was that me?
No. I don't do it like, it would be like when I'm, say I'm lying down mm-hmm. and I just feel my bum. And that's it.
I would give, like I would stroke my, not stroke, whoa. Weird. This is going left, guys. I will like, what's the word?
Rub your bum.
Like once.
Yeah, but
so people don't think I'm giving myself booty rubs or something.
I will rub a bum, but I happen to squeeze. Sorry, but the texture of my body is very nice. So a squeeze
I'm
here and there.
I'm so done. Fair enough.
It's but just random.
If I was a guy, definitely like
I would never be a bum guy.
I like bum as well, but I like a nice pair of tits.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think you should get a breast reduction.
That's great. I'm going to get it. I'll let you know when I get it. I'm definitely going to do it.
I hope the doctor says no.
No, they will. They can't say that. Is it your money?
Well, if you go private, then yeah, they won't say no.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to do it. I'm 100% going to do it. I'm 100%. I might even do it by house.
It's so crazy, the things that people that don't like about themselves.
Yeah, it's very crazy.
It's actually crazy. Because you just, like me personally, I'll just think, oh, it's not. Nah, it's not a big deal.
It's for me,
breast is breast. They'll give in to you. Just unless it's like where like you can't breathe and stuff like that, or it hurts your back and like that.
I just don't like them.
But that's not tangible.
That is a tangible reason. I don't like because sometimes I do, yeah. But also, other times I just think I could do it smaller. Like it's just annoying. Like,
but then you go smaller and smaller and smaller till it's a peanuts. Then what?
Is it peanuts?
Then what?
No, I'm just gonna go smaller.
No, but guys, again. Not body shaming. There's nothing wrong with small tits. Disclaimer.
No, this is fine. This
because is I know y'all like to tussle.
Don't fight me.
Don't fight me now.
No, you like to tussle. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely going to do it. 100% going to do it.
Guys, let's pray for Esther.
100% going to do it.
Wow.
Especially if it's guaranteed that it's going to go fine, I'll do it. And I'm going to do it in this country. Yeah. I'm going to do it like in a proper
properly,
safe place.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's summer when I do it. Woo.
At least it's not like, oh, I'm getting like a BBL or something.
No. I couldn't do that.
What would you...
That's high risk, you know.
So what would you do if like I text you one day or... No, actually, I came to studio.
With a new body.
And I was like, oh, like I need some cushions because I can't. And then I turn around and I got a fat... Like you could tell if I had surgery. What would your reaction be? Like, would you say anything? Because I haven't... Mind you, I haven't told you prior.
Okay, when did you get that done?
I think I'll be in shock.
I would definitely ask about it. I can't ignore the elephant in the room.
Would you really?
I can't ignore the big booty in the room. The heck?
Would I ask about it? I think I would.
You will. You ain't got to think that hard. You definitely.
I think
will.
I will probably not on the episode, like not on the pod. Obviously.
No, definitely yeah. will be on the pod. Definitely will be on the pod.
Yeah, but I think I'll be like, first of all, like, what time did you have to go and do that? Like, when and where?
I was gonna say that. Like, so when did you do in between yeah. the recording on Saturday yeah, and now think, you're back?
Yeah, that'll be me.
No, I would definitely. I would definitely ask. I would definitely ask. Yeah. But would you ever go with your friend to do something like that?
If I wanted to, because obviously I don't want to, but if I wanted to, then yeah, I wouldn't mind. Because I know somebody who went to Turkey with their friend.
Oh, yeah.
To get, what was it?
I think it was a BBL, you know.
A BBL or something, or teeth, something like that. She didn't end up doing it though, because she chickened out when she got there.
Oh, is it?
But her friend did it, yeah. So I've heard.
Her friend took use her money.
No. They both were going to do it together, but okay. One of them chickened out, yeah. I would go with a friend. And I know a YouTuber who went with their friend as well, I think, to get their body done.
Is it?
Yeah,
I would go with my friend. If you want moral support.
But then at the same time, I wouldn't want to compare like, oh, like your doctor, like the doctor did this extra booty for you and I didn't get that. Like, do you know what I mean?
No, my body's different. What are you comparing? Our body's different. Be like, our friend is different.
That's true. That is true. And it depends on what everyone wants as well.
Yeah. I think that's what it is sometimes. It's like taking a little kid to a sweet store. They want everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes do it gradually. Yeah. You know, like small. And then that's why it's so dramatic that you've literally gone from a size 8, now you're a size 20 at the
bottom. And it can be really addicting as well.
I heard.
That like, once you get one thing done, you also want something else done as well.
But I feel like downtime for breasts don't look that bad.
Mm-mm. I think a couple of weeks and you're back, like you can.
I can be back in the streets.
Yeah.
I would definitely do it. And I would do it. Because I know a lot of people talk about it and they're like, oh, like they would do it. When they have kids, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not waiting to that. That's dead.
Do you know what I was contemplating the other day?
It's all coming out now.
Because the girls are making me want to get lip fillers.
No, don't do it.
And I'm like,
I am yet to see one lip filler that looks nice.
But the thing is, I see online, it looks nice. But when I see it in real life, yep. I'm like, I can tell you've had lip fillers.
Because you know what it is, people, and this is what it is about surgery, yeah? And again, this is not shaming anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But Cinderella. You know what to do.
I'm so done.
People get, and this is why I think that you need, sometimes you need to address, because you need to address the roots. And I think the roots of some things
mm-hmm.
can be like self-love or insecurities or whatever. So you mm-hmm. need to address that before getting surgery. Like, yeah. If I couldn't get the surgery, I'm not going to die. Like, I'm not going to hate myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so the root of that is self-love, which I'm fine with, and mm-hmm. insecurity, I'm fine with that. It's mm-hmm. just me wanting to enhance something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't do that. So then when they go and get surgery,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to pay thousands for surgery, but you still come on Instagram and edit your pictures? Like, you're still editing your shape.
Yeah.
That's wild to me.
I think that is mad. I think if you still do that, then that is crazy.
And that's the same with fillers. Because people get fillers, but they still edit their pictures and they still pinch their nose a little bit. They still do their cheekbones. So why? Why do you do all of that?
That's the thing. I think sometimes for some people, surgeries and stuff actually don't.
It doesn't take away the problem.
Yeah, it doesn't actually do the inner work that you actually need to do. But, you know, I was like, oh, this trend. But I said, no, God forbid, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, we're just like, this looks a little enticing. Like,
nah, that's how they get you.
Yeah. You have to be very strong-minded and not easily, like, swayed by the wind.
You have to.
Because there's so many younger people who, like I said before, working two jobs to be able to afford, like, these cosmetic surgeries and stuff like that.
But fillers, yeah. Like, obviously, I know, like, not every black person has, like, full lips, and
yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
Stop a lip liner, my mate. But the thing is, and I get, because the thing, you can get it, like, where it's small,
mm-hmm.
but again, it's that thing of a little kid going to a sweet store where you just want to get the largest, like, flex.
Yeah.
Go up gradually. You know what I mean? Let us get used to, go up in small doses where people don't realize you've got lip fillers because they get used to it over time.
Mm-mm-mm.
But you literally go from, like, very thin lips to
huge.
The thickest girl.
And for me, it's also the people who have naturally full lips that go and
inject
more. Like, I get the girls who have small lips and
you're greedy.
It. But yeah, like, if you naturally have full lips, like, how much plumping do you need?
You're being greedy.
Like, and there's also now, there's also gloss plumping thing as well.
Oh, lip glosses.
Yeah, like, I remember there was one of them that I used and it spiced my lip a little bit and I thought it was doing something.
From E.L.F. It's nice though.
Yeah.
But my lips already, the way they are, so I didn't really notice the difference. But I guess maybe the girls didn't have lips.
Maybe.
Do you remember that time people were sucking their lip in that thing, that cup thing? to give them bigger lips.
I remember the overlining, like the extreme overlining of
where
lips.
Where I can literally see by your nostril.
Yeah, that was mad as well.
That's a terrible trend.
I remember when I accidentally overlined mine and I said, ew, I had to like rub it off.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot. But I think with lip fillers, I just think it's the fillers thing is scary to me. I'm sorry, but I don't, what is that they're injecting? And some of them as well, they're not, people are not licensed. So they're going to people that, I feel like certain things, if you want to do it properly, then fair enough. But a lot of people aren't doing it properly. They're going to these Instagram babes. Are you kidding me?
And the thing is,
they don't have a license.
Even if they are licensed, are they insured?
There's and that.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like everyone's doing these quick beauty courses to become an esthetician. But are you insured? Because okay. God forbid something goes wrong.
Okay.
Is your life on the line?
Literally, they're inserting plastic into you.
Yeah.
Cement into your cheeks that you don't even know.
But I don't know. I feel like there's been a rise of girls getting cosmetic.
Yeah.
Like facial stuff done. Like,
especially black girls.
Yeah, like Botox. Because
Essex Wave, you've been doing
that. Yeah, like Botox and stuff like that.
I get Botox.
Do you? In your face?
No. I said I would get it.
Oh, I thought you said I do.
For my smile lines.
Yeah.
I'm sick of them.
Yeah, no.
Sick of them, I am.
There's so many, like, there's a rise in that now. And I'm thinking, when did it start? Like,
I think it's just.
I don't know if it's COVID or. Because before COVID, I don't remember. I mean, the girls were probably doing it, but maybe because of TikTok and stuff like that, now it's more open.
I think it's TikTok that makes it more open. And I think black girls are loving the idea of quote unquote luxury, doing this thing as luxury, even though getting fillers and stuff like that's not luxury, honey, but okay. But they're loving the idea of like, oh, white girls do this, we can do it too, kind of thing. And while it's great, I just think be guided.
But I think also because more of our own people are becoming qualified and
doing these things,
it's making people feel like people from our community feel more comfortable going to people who look like us to get it done. Whereas before you'd have to get it by like someone who was white and you might think, oh, they might not know like your facial features properly or do something wrong.
I can't lie to you.
What?
Actually, no, let me not say that. Because I think, I don't know if I had to pick between a black person and a white person. As much as I always feel comfortable around black people, and I hate to say it, I hope I don't sound ridiculous, but I would want to know if you're really qualified to do what you're doing.
I think that's the main. I think regardless of color, I think it's the importance of can you actually do your job properly?
I'm more likely to trust that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
But anyways,
No, I get what you mean. But
I think it's qualification. I think only because I've had bad experiences.
Yeah, I think it's based on qualifications because
I've had bad experiences.
And now black girls are doing eyebrow threading, whereas before.
Yeah,
it was mainly Asians. Do you know what I mean,
I think the person that can only kill me, my eyebrows, that one wasn't black. So
exactly. So I think it's just the bottom line is
qualification.
Can you actually? And are you insured?
Are you insured?
Your Instagram pictures, like, are they actually your work? Because some of y'all be stealing.
Okay.
And it's not your job. Your work is other people's.
Even like when you go to a lash tech as well, they should be insured as well.
Oh, 100%. Everybody, yeah. Regardless,
some people are just doing vibes. People learn how to do things during lockdown. And that's
online
it.
Doing quick YouTube tutorials. Don't make you a lash tech, baby.
All the best to all of us.
I remember even me, I said at one point, I said, I should go be a lash tech. I do it as a side hustle.
Do you know, I think it's something I think I want to do.
Yeah, like a side hustle.
Yeah, I think it's something I want
to
do.
Because, but then the thing is, I was thinking, oh, number one, I'd have to do it in my bedroom. Number two, like I work 9 to 5, so I can only offer evening slots.
No,
like,
I probably
was thinking like,
no, it works. There's a lot of people that work also 9 to 5 and they want evening slots.
But then I'll be doing premium slots because it's after
work, but they'll pay for it.
That's true.
Because when I used to work in the office and stuff, like I knew, I know this time I'm going, this time I'm free to go, and so that's what I do. But I think it's something I do because I love lashes so much.
Yeah,
I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I thought actually it probably is something I'm going to look into. And my lash tech is telling me that she'll train me.
That's good then.
Yeah, but I just haven't taken up that far.
Yeah,
KB, you listening, girl? Coming up for you.
Yeah, no.
But I think it's something I want to do. I'd want to do it.
Yeah, listen.
But I know that. But that's another thing. I feel like I want to do it when I'm genuinely passionate about it. I think a lot of times people want to do the side hustle, but you're not passionate about what it is you're doing. You're doing it for the money, and that's why your customer service stinks.
The thing is, there's that as well. But I think also like, if you want to have a side hustle, that's fine. As long as you enjoy, like,
that's
you
it.
Enjoy doing it. Like, you don't always have to be passionate. But
otherwise,
like,
it's giving slavery.
Yeah, like, you enjoy doing it. If you don't enjoy it, like, I'm not going to start like doing lashes or nails or something, if I absolutely hate it, I don't have to. I don't have to love it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Don't you think there's some people that really don't like what they do?
Yeah, yeah. You can tell.
Because the way you're treating me,
mate. There was one actually. So talk about hair and stuff. So you know that person that you're going to.
Yeah, she's been on. I've had it sent to me a few times this week.
I said you just.
And I've got PTSD.
You're just a repeat offender.
Yep.
You are a repeat offender. Nothing. So basically, guys,
you catch on.
If you live under a rock, one Instagram babe, we're gonna obviously, you know, defamation of character and that, but she was meant to do some girl's birthday. She was meant to do some girl's hair.
She was meant to slay the girl's hair.
She sent the girl sent her the hair in time. She basically wasn't replying or communicating properly.
And that's her bag.
Yeah,
I've experienced that.
The day of the appointment, she then told the girl how she needed to sort out childcare.
Yeah,
she was all the way. No, then she told the girl that the girl assumed that she was going to go to the hairdresser's home or the salon. But then the girl says she's actually mobile and how she doesn't, like, she goes to people's homes. Mind you,
she's never been mobile.
Apparently now she's mobile. And the girl that she's meant to be doing her hair lives in Birmingham. And this is the first that she's hearing that this person's mobile.
So what about the hair? Because you know they asked you to send the hair.
Exactly. So what address? Well, probably to her home address, but she's basically saying you can't come to my house, basically.
So basically, I sent you the hair 5 days before. Then you will now bring the hair all the way to Timbuktu with you. Can't deal my head.
Girl.
That's great.
And then so the girl had to beg her friend to use her house. Now she's the hairdresser's being late. And the girl asked the hairdresser to dye the hair. I think that's what shocked me. Is that she asked the hairdresser to dye the hair. When she came to do the hair, she asked for like an orangey, you know, like that scissor look. That orangey kind of copper, you know. The hair was black still. And the hair was wet.
I thought you were going to say the hair colour was different.
She never dyed the hair. And the hair was still wet. And she said that when she took the hair out the back, it had someone else's name on it. So it wasn't... That's how they'll be telling you they never received your hair. Because they're giving it someone else. It had someone else's name on it. When she was installing it, the hair still felt wet. She charged £600 for the hair, dye and install.
But that one too, or there. You paid £600 and you didn't get the dye job.
No.
So why did you pay that?
Because she said it was her birthday and at this point she had already made her makeup booking and she had missed her...
That's exactly why I'm not paying dinner for booking the dye job or something. Because I've lost money from the makeup artist.
And then, I think the girl was meant to give her a refund.
Oh yes, I remember. Yeah,
she was meant to give her a refund, yeah. And she only managed to give her £150 after like months of like chasing her and she was making up excuses. And then the girl basically said that when she was taking long to come, it's because she was trying to find hair to give to the girl to install with. And I was like, this is like these Instagram babes, you guys just keep making it worse and worse for yourselves.
Someone in the comments said, and these are the same girls that will be charging this stupid amount of money, saying they've got multiple clients a day.
Yeah.
And then doing material luxury girl and making you feel broke.
Material girl.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
That girl, yeah.
And when you look at her, you would not think that that's what.
Because she's worked with proper, like, she, the way she's fallen off, yeah.
It's mad.
She's fallen off worse than, who is that recently fell off?
A hairdresser.
No, normal, like a person. I think it was a celebrity or something. There's someone that's recently that's like you fell off. But it's falling off worse than Will Smith, bruv. She's falling off. Because remember those times she did K. Michelle's hair?
Did she?
Yes. She's done like people's.
I think she also did Jordan Woods' hair.
I can't remember if it was her that did Jordan Woods.
Was it not her?
No, I think it was someone else that did it.
Okay.
Or maybe I think about the makeup, the person that did the makeup for her.
I think it was Jordan. She did Jordan Woods as well. Yeah. Because she's based in
No. When I went and had my encounter, she was in Hackney.
Oh, okay.
I don't care, I'm gonna say where she's from. I've said it, I've used stuff to say the name a few times. If you're smart, you catch it. You can't sue me for something that I know that you did. You actually can't.
I'm so happy that she was based in Hackney.
She was. She didn't personalize in Hackney. So because she was proper skilled that she she's the person we're talking about when they're doing Cayenne.
Yeah.
She was her.
I don't
care. Because if you don't respect your business, I'm not gonna respect your business, and I'm not gonna respect you either. Because it's I told you when I went to do my hair, she didn't want, I knew, I saw in her eyes she didn't want to do my hair.
Yeah.
Because how, let me tell you guys a story. Have I said a story? I think I have.
But you know what's also annoying is the fact that nobody forces you to do these things. Like nobody, and that's my biggest.
You know,
biggest,
you don't have to take appointments.
That's my biggest pet peeve with people in general is people who were so quick to volunteer their services. And you can't come through because the thing is, nobody asked. Like, I didn't force you. I didn't put a gun to your head.
Nothing.
So why is that you're out here saying that you're going to be doing £50 deals and stuff like that? And then when it's time to do it, you don't want to do it.
It was so bad, yeah, that I forfeited my money because I didn't want to encounter another a second time. Because I chose peace. I said, just have a piece or a wig. But that wig is never guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's a 30% chance I might get that wig. I said, you know what? Keep the money. I should have even taken it. I should have even PayPal claimed it back.
It's just so annoying. Like when
she's a nuisance
people do that.
She's a nuisance to the head industry.
And it's just so many of them that get away with this. Like, not everybody's
imagine
obviously.
Listening to the pod.
Minakir.
It's fine. I don't care. I lose your listen.
Because it's not everybody who's brave also to come up and like,
talk about it
publicly. Because a lot of times, because I remember back in the day, people used to like chat shit about girls who used to come out and say, oh, this hair should do. Because then there'll be loads of girls be like, oh, actually, no, well, she did my hair really nice.
Shut up, because that's your friend.
Exactly. Until like the bad experiences became like common, that's when people are like, okay, so it's just not me. But before, I remember clearly on Twitter, people used
they
to cuss girls.
You.
Yeah, they would drag you if you came out and was basically out in like a really bait.
And that's
Instagram
avoiding,
babe
you know?
That everybody likes.
Because that's my experience.
Exactly.
And my experience, and it did happen.
Exactly.
These girls, I'm sorry, but I'm over it.
And
like,
they don't learn.
And it's anybody I go to now, like I genuinely have PTSD. Like even people sending me that TikTok. And like, oh, look, like this is the same, this is what happened to you. I was reliving it. I didn't watch the footage. I couldn't watch it. I said that. My anger would just boil.
Yeah.
And this week has been hard enough for me, so I don't need this.
No, honestly.
She's a nuisance.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I say, like, you have to enjoy what you do or don't do it at all.
Mm.
And these girls are just doing, like, obviously do things for money. That's fair enough, cool, whatever. But not to the point where you're making people's lives miserable. You're making people miss important events in lives. Like, that's like, remember that clubhouse room that Ashley did?
Mm-hmm.
She was on the stage with Ashley.
Yeah.
And then after the
trying
the cheek,
to and you know, better other people.
Bro, you know that people had stories about her.
Mm.
She had the cheek, the audacity, the temerity after the room ended to be doing guidance counselor. Talking about, oh, people need to take off. She's like, oh, that room was heavy. People need to take off this hairstylist as well because it's not nice. And she's like, anyone that was affected by it, that's a hairstylist, message me. This same thing that you can't use to reply to your clients.
And you're the leader of doing all this bullshit. Like, sorry, you're the leader of it. Like, it's crazy.
She was on the stage, and people do not care. And I love that. People do not care. People are like, my story is about you.
You
that's moderating this room.
You know what's also funny? I feel like because of that room, that's why she felt like under duress to give out those £50 deals because nobody asked you.
No, because it was before.
Are you sure? It was after.
No, it was before because I remember that I had experienced what I experienced.
Really?
Yeah, I had experienced what I experienced. Because I remember saying, if I was on it, I would have gone on stage. I remember I had experienced, or my appointment was coming up. But whatever it was, my appointment was definitely booked.
Yeah.
So it was, the room was after she had done that deal.
It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. But it's just, that's why when you find somebody good, and this is in general, like in general in life.
Like I'm going to stick beside them.
Yeah, like when you find someone good, when you find a good friend, when you find a good partner, when you find a good business person or a good hairdresser, good lash, anything that's good and you connect. Stick beside them. That's my last tech. That's my
I must
and also if they do you good, like root for them because there's not a lot of good people left in this world. And that's one thing I've realized that there's not enough genuine
people
who actually who actually care and want the best for you as well. Like even though we're putting money into their pockets as well, but like, do you know what I mean? Like they want you, like when you go to a service, like you can tell when the person genuinely like wants to make sure that they give you the best service possible. Yeah. Like they're asking like, do you like it? Like, do you want me to change it? Like, do you know what I mean? Like that kind of personable level. Like there's not a lot of people like that. And I think when you find genuine people,
Stick beside them
because
it's actually like, and when
it's a crazy world we live in.
It's so sad that when that room, I remember that when that room happened, I was thinking people are missing their their, what's it called? People are missing their graduations, their birthdays.
Like, I think there was one story about a wedding as well.
There was a wedding. And you know what is as mad as well, yeah? Is that you don't know what kind of year someone's had. And so that birthday might just be, like, I put a lot of effort into it because I just need a pick-me-up.
Mm.
This year's been difficult for me. I've made it to another year.
Mm.
Let me treat myself to a new wig.
Mm.
You want to come and see my sin because I want a new wig.
And you know what's so annoying as well is the fact that a lot of these services aren't cheap.
That's what makes me sick.
And you don't know people's pockets, so...
I could have saved for this.
Bruh, and the fact that you aren't...
Yeah, go on.
You know, I was going to say, the fact that you aren't cheap means that I'm expecting a high level...
quality.
...of service. So when I'm come there and you've got someone in the chair already, or... like the ones that don't even want to braid your hair, now they're telling you to come braided already.
Even
like
that girl that does the ponytail, that one, I couldn't believe how bad of a bandit she was. She was the worst.
Which one was this? The ponytail?
Yeah, the ponytail girl. The what's her name? The one that...
Was it the one that was leaving people bald? No?
There was a...
There's loads.
No, this one was... what's it called?
Say... Oh, you kind of said it already. I'm sure
if you catch it, you catch it. I'm not shy.
She actually has a shop in Wolf.
No, because that's...
I've seen her shop. Yeah, she's still alive and kicking.
She got her boyfriend to threaten the girl. Did you hear that story?
There were so many. Honestly, I cannot recall.
The girl went there, yeah. So first of all...
Oh, I think I remember.
Yeah,
at the house.
Yeah, she didn't give her the proper address.
I remember.
And then the girl then asked had to ask the concierge, like, where... if he knows who this person is, because she's got an appointment. And obviously, you know, like, when you're 1 minute late, £10. 2 minutes late, £10. 3 minutes late, appointment cancelled. So the girl was panicking, like, you're not messing me back. You just gave me a postcode. Bitch, where kind of thing. Then she finally got through to her, finally. Then she's telling her off, like, why are you telling the concierge, blah, blah, blah. It's like, anyway, can you just sit here? Then,
excuse you, man.
While she's not going to have a client yet. This is my time. At this point, like, this is like a 30, 45 minutes into my appointment.
Whoa.
She's got someone else to say she's doing. Then she's talking to that client on the chair about the one that's sitting.
Huh?
Talking about what's her problem. She's out here asking the concierge where I live, blah, blah, blah.
Whilst that person's there and you've got a client.
And then she comes out to the girl after making her wait like over an hour now. Comes out to the girl. Then she's like, basically, I can't do your hair.
I think I remember the story.
Then the girl said, I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to do it.
I think I remember this story.
The girl said, you're going to do it. And then they're going back and forth. Like,
and that's when her boyfriend got involved in it.
That's when she got her boyfriend come and threaten the girl. You got your man to come and threaten. You're a piece of shit. I'm sorry. That's a horrible thing to do. You got a man to threaten a woman.
So out of order.
Because you don't want to do hair that she's paid you for. A service she's paid you for. Some of you don't deserve good things. I'm sorry.
And
I'm not sorry. I take it back.
It's just...
you don't deserve good things.
It's sad, like I said, because not everybody is brave enough to come out and talk about these things on social media.
How can I be threatened because I want to do my... Do you know what that means?
So do you know how many, like, victims that have spoken
there
out?
There are victims.
That haven't spoken out.
People are missing graduations. You're missing birthdays. Yeah. You know? And I know people like to make jokes about birthdays. I'm sorry, but it's my birthday.
Yeah.
You're missing events.
It's crazy.
Proposals. What was it? Even Audrey, the hairstylist. Do you know who the hairstylist is?
Yeah.
That one is the cheekiest of all. What kid was Audrey? Audrey was like, she came here, she had the cheeks to be crying. She's thinking, like, first of all.
Because she knew she fucked up. She knew.
And
she
you know why that
up.
One was late? Her alarm didn't go off.
Unserious candidate.
Have you seen the jokes when people say that? I'm like, if it's my wedding, I'm going to handcuff you. To me, in the same room,
to make sure that
you are on time and on job.
That. It's crazy. I just think you're just not serious about your business. I think that's just what it is. And I think people also don't get crucified enough.
And they treat influencers, if you've got a following, they will do it nice for you so you can go and spread the word. And they wouldn't have normal lay people like me.
Yeah.
They don't want to give us good service.
It's because also I think a lot of them think that they want to have like celebrity clientele.
Yeah.
To them,
how are you going to get there?
To them, they think that I've made it. That's the way I've made it. If I can do... Yeah.
Do Kim Michelle's hair.
Yeah. Like that's... To them, that's making it successful. Like, which I get. Obviously, there's levels to everything. But like you said, there is also levels in terms of getting to where you want to be. And you have to start with us small fries, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Like, to get to where you want to be. And don't get me wrong, don't think that K. Michelle's hairstylist or Beyonce's hairstylist don't do regular people. We just don't know them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If your money stretches long enough and you can get that hairstylist, then you... Do you know what I mean? They'll do your hair. So it's not really about just only doing celebrity clients as well. Like, do regular people. It's about the quality of service that you're providing, not who you're providing it to. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but it's just crazy, man.
The girls
it's,
are wilding.
It's, but again, I just feel like people don't get crucified enough for the things that they're doing these days.
People don't get flogged enough in this
country.
Yeah,
they don't.
They really don't.
And that's sad because people work hard. Like, with inflation prices going up, people losing jobs and stuff like that, like, money don't come easy.
It's not cheap.
So if I decide to treat myself to something, I expect you to give me what you say you're gonna give me, and not anything less.
Even if I was my father was Boris Johnson, I still expect a service. Like, I'm paying for something.
Yeah.
I just think some of you don't deserve good, nice things.
But again, it just goes back to people not liking what they're doing.
But is it by force to do it? Learn another trade. Get a job.
And I think also, any job that requires like manual labor, when people see the rewards that come from it, they think that
I could do this.
It's easy. Like, when we see like builders and stuff, they make a lot of money, like plumbers and stuff like
they just make. Like, you guys have to stop looking down at these guys, you know, cash in hand and all.
Mate. They make money, you know?
They make money.
But their job ain't easy. Like, people who work in construction side, stuff like that, construction companies, they make money, but the job ain't easy. But you can be on the side thinking, I can put some cement and bricks. We're good to go.
You see a frontal wig, you think, oh, that wig's nice.
Yeah.
I get on YouTube. But it takes a lot. Like, the girls have been doing this and building clientele and consistently going, and everybody they meet, whether you're a celebrity or you're a big influencer or you're a normal person, the quality of service is still the same. They've put in work.
Yeah.
But some of you just want to reap benefits because everyone wants to have CEO in the bio.
So
dumb. Do you even pay your taxes, bruv?
It's true. But yeah, guys.
Let's catch you.
Let's all be nice to each other. And
it's just ridiculous.
I just think let's just stop cheating at each other. Like, it's not nice. It's actually not nice. Like,
I can't imagine going to do my hair.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's what I mean. Like, do you know how much
I just can't imagine doing, like, if someone literally told me, like, if I was a hairdresser and someone said to me, I'm here, like, and it's my birthday today, like, do I be shaking to even get the cut?
I want to make sure
you look nice. You're
saying this time they're making a mistake because my friends are at the dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm not. Because, and they gathered there because of me.
And the thing is, I know, because I'd want someone to make me feel nice on my day. So I'd do the same for other people, but some of you are so wicked. Like, you're actually
it's
wicked.
Evil.
Like,
I'm sorry, it's evil.
Nah.
It's actually evil.
Wickedness is actually mad.
It's actually evil because I don't understand it.
And it's crazy. But yeah, again, some of you don't get flogged enough, and that's just why you carry on being repeat offenders. Because when I saw that TikTok one, I said, again?
Not you.
Again.
Not you again. She's a repeat. Take her to jail. Take her. And then I think what me working with is that when she's trying to sell her Instagram page.
Yeah. I didn't think people do that.
Yeah, people do.
Because of the following.
Yeah, because you got a following. So you just change the name, and then that's how you wake up when you see you're following some kind of guy, some person. You think, when did I follow?
That is crazy. I wonder how much she would be charging for that
Because you know that one, she's greedy, so she charges two price. Like thousands.
Wow. I never knew people do that.
Someone like Simon Leviv, who buy it?
That guy even.
She even needs to come across the Simon Leviv and pay her money.
Mate.
It's ridiculous.
But then I'm sure they've also had like crazy clients as well. Because
people do. Yeah. Like, even my lash tech, I've witnessed a couple of crazies that I thought I was going to have to throw hands in on her behalf. Because some people are very, like, some will go very entitled to service providers, and I will never take it away from that.
Mm.
And some people are very, some people try and cheat the system, try and steal wigs, try and file a complaint, or some people will pay you. Then claim it back. There's a lot of stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, some of y'all deserve it.
Yeah, I think the
energy you're giving people is karma. So.
Yeah, I don't think there's even like the ratio is not ratioing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's more bad service providers than
there is clients.
Yeah. So.
Because it's just mad.
But Child, it is a lie.
I'm just over it.
It is a lie. What else has happened this week? I can't remember what else has happened this week.
I don't even know, you know.
I literally don't know.
I've literally been logging in and out of socials this week because I'd literally go in there and I see something new and I just come out. Like, at the moment, I'm logged out because of that stupid cancelling trend.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Spaces this week. Oh. It's been going off. It reminded me of Clubhouse, like this
reminded
week.
Reminded you. It is Clubhouse. It's Clubhouse.
It was Clubhouse
2.0.
And I feel like every time I'd go on Twitter, I don't know what, like, something would have popped up and I'm trying to, like, get into the mix. Like, guys, what's going on? Kind of, because I just don't know. Like, there's always something else going on. Like, it's mad.
It's quite triggering stuff, so it doesn't kind of even get into it, but...
Really?
Yeah, it's very triggering
stuff. I just, like, whenever I go on the timeline, I just see people already in the mix of, and I'm trying to catch up, like, what is everybody talking about? And then another thing, but, like, do you know, it's, like, back to back, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah, another one.
It's quite triggering stuff.
Have you seen that TikTok? Another one, thank you.
Thank you. But yeah, it's quite triggering stuff. Men are mad. Some men are mad. Do you know what I do want to mention though?
Mm.
Men who, because you know what it is? You made me so tired. Honestly, you guys make me so tired sometimes. Men, that is. Some men think that when women's issues are going on, they are the ones in the position to hold conversations about women's struggles or things that affect women directly.
Okay.
So with this one, trigger warning, guys, I'm so sorry. I hate to have to do this, but it's about sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy that's holding a room, essentially allowing the woman to speak her mind. And that's fair enough. She reached out to him, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. But it was one of those things where people were saying to him, like, it would be good if you had another woman on stage.
Okay.
Just on stage. Just to make her feel more comfortable kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, the girl's already comfortable because she reached out to him anyway to talk about it on his space. But at the same time, he was like, oh, no, that's not needed, blah, blah. But I just realized that there's some men who think that them talking about women's issues and not just about, you know, that kind of matter,
mm-hmm.
but just anything, whatever it's colorism, whatever it might be, they always think that they feel like they've got upper hand against, like, other men. And I feel like you're only doing it because it feeds your ego, because like we see time and time again, is that a lot of guys, you guys only are like this online.
Yeah.
In the real life,
you're
not treating women with respect. You're not treating women that properly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is where the group of guys that I want to cuss today comes into. The shade today is for the men. The guys who cannot empathize with women,
mm-hmm.
without imagining that it's their sister, it's their cousin, it's their mum.
Oh, what? So the guys will be like, oh, imagine if this was your sister.
Yeah.
Imagine this was your mum.
Or... like, this is wild, but I just imagine, like, if that was my sister, I would.
Yeah.
Yo, women are human beings.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you don't have to, it doesn't have to have a close proximity to you for you to imagine, for you to
feel some type of...
for you,
like,
to
for
feel
you
that,
to think it's bad.
Think it's bad. Yeah. Or for you to want to react, or for you to want to fight against that cause. Do you get what I mean? Like, it's weird. And again, these guys think that they're saying something profound when they say stuff like that. You're an idiot. I'm sorry.
I think, do you know what it is? I think also
I'm
because...
I'm sorry. I keep apologizing.
I think because for the long time, women have said, oh, like, black men don't protect us and all that stuff. I think some have made it like their their agenda to now come and be at the forefront.
I'm a side man.
And be an ally.
I'm recording one out today.
But at the same time, it's like, it's not like...
it's not about you,
I say what I say on me and stuff. It's not genuine.
It's not genuine.
It's not. Like, so you doing all this performative stuff, like, because you've seen that women say, oh, black men protect us, black women, black men protect us. Like, we do, but, like, we can also protect ourselves when it comes to matters that affect us. Like,
and you know what it is as well?
And I think they don't get
that.
They
don't get it. And how do you, you're online protecting black women, you're performing. How do you protect the black women in your lives?
You're at home cheating.
You are still cheating.
You're cheating. Have you checked up on your daughter today? Do you know what school your son go to?
Okay.
Like, there's men who don't even want to pay child support. Like,
okay.
I think there was one time on Twitter when somebody was not refusing to pay something ridiculous, like £10, like £13 a week or something stupid like that. Like,
well, he'll be coming to day parties and doing bottles. Oh, you guys were embarrassing.
You people that they will bring, the bottle ladies will be bringing.
Bringing and dancing, sparklers.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I just think it's just so performative. And I just feel like, yeah, that's what I really took from it. And I think I just can't. Like, I wish that Twitter, Jack. Jack, how many times did I call you?
How can you call him like he's your mate, please?
Can you please let people unsubscribe? What? Jack, Brent, you ruined my flow. Brent said Jack is gone. Who's the owner now?
Wasn't it true that Elon Musk bought Twitter or something? Oh. Share. Oh.
Okay.
And that's, well, just 9%. Wow.
The new person. Can you give us the option to unsubscribe from Space? I don't want to see it. But I don't want to see it at all. I hate it so much.
It's just, it's weird how,
I hate it.
Like, apps of now, like,
immersed. They're all the same.
They've all become one.
And I will say, it's a sad thing because Clubhouse should have sold it.
I'm very sure that on Instagram, something like a feature like that is similar going to come on there.
If they allow me to talk on Instagram, I'm going to lose
because
it.
Because already we've got more than, you can now do more than one live, like with more than one person on live. So once they bring that feature to Instagram, it's all over.
I'm out.
Can't escape. Like, you'll be good on your phone and you'll just be doing, where do I go? Like Instagram, Twitter, Clubhouse, like it's a lot.
No, Clubhouse is.
It's a lot.
They're down.
But shout out to Clubhouse though, because you are the founding fathers.
I can't lie to you. Brent, didn't they offer them money to, didn't they offer to buy it? And they declined. Yeah.
But I would decline too, because, do you know why? Because, hello.
Who offered them money? Was it Jack?
No, Jack didn't. Jack did
put them. Ah! That's a mess up.
I'm sorry, but I would decline too.
I wouldn't.
I think, do you know why I would decline?
Look at where we are now.
No, that's fine. No, but guess what? We can rise again.
Not when Jack offered. You said no. Jack said okay. Jack said spaces.
No, so but now do you know what it is? These apps are always revolving. Because now look at that. They've bought in that metaverse thing.
All they've done yet is that they've created a trend and now they're not being compensated for the trend.
I genuinely feel like Clubhouse can revive again.
That'd be great.
Think about how long Skype has been there for.
Skype is different, babe.
No, but Skype has been there since I was born. But nobody was even checking for Skype until pandemic happened.
No, but we're checking for Zoom, not Skype.
No, but people still use Skype though. Like as a form of...
People do, but a lot of people are moving on to Microsoft Teams, including my workplace.
But what I'm saying is, there's always like... I feel like with our generation now, we like... With apps and stuff like that, like there's always a time and then we'll forget about something that,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like even Facebook, now they've created something else, I think. Like,
is it that?
Yeah, or the, like you can make an avatar or something. Like, I don't know. Like,
oh yeah, that's the, what's that thing?
Is that NFT?
As well. NFT, that's it.
Yeah, like there's so many different things now. Like I feel like if Clubhouse go back to the boardroom and strategically plan.
Do you know how Clubhouse will make it? Do you know how they can switch up? They need to do videos.
Oh, then it's all over. Can you imagine how many people will have their video thingy on and we'll all be screaming at each other?
I'll be sick. Like, I think they need to switch up in a way where like the trend comes back and then they offer the money again and they sell it this time.
But I think if I was Clubhouse, I understand why I wouldn't sell because...
No, because you thought your hype was hot then.
Yeah, like, and because of pride, like I just wouldn't sell.
No, but pride will make your bank account dry. But that's what you need to have. You need to have... foresight. You need to look ahead.
And I think it should be illegal for companies to do what they're doing right now.
Trademark it.
Like, in terms of like ideas being...
If you trademark it.
Because Instagram and Twitter, they're owned by the same person now, aren't they? Oh, I thought they were. Because it's just, I don't think it's fair how you can basically steal someone's idea and put it on your app. Like, I just don't think that's fair. Especially when it's something that's like niche, like Clubhouse, like the way Clubhouse was. There's nothing like that created. I think with Facebook and Instagram, where photo sharing is like a general thing, but with Clubhouse, where we can all speak in like a community forum, I think you should be able to stop that legally. Like that's not fair.
But that's if they did the right things legally, then.
Or like how Fleets, like Instagram stories, Twitter stole it and did Fleets. Like that should be legal.
This is a rich people problem. I don't know, but...
Like, all you tech people, like, come on.
Is the owner of Clubhouse black?
No.
No?
No. You think we would have been ramping and...
Wait, Brent, are they black?
No, girl.
Oh, then I don't care that they didn't sell it. I'm sorry.
You thought they were black?
Because, and that's the thing. We're just flipping lab rats all the time. Sorry.
But
because we went there, we were shouting at each other, doing all these things.
People but I'm screaming. So sure that maybe somebody has also created something similar to Clubhouse, but we just haven't, like black people.
That's fine then. Black people, if they offer you money, the white man offer you money, sell it.
No. No. Because that's how Dr. Dre sold Beats to Apple. And where is Beats?
I'm going to ask you, Dr. Dre was being his wife. He deserved that.
Aside from him being a domestic
abuser.
Yeah. Where's Beats now?
Beats, what do you mean? Like, where is it? Like, in a bad way?
Yeah.
Beats is gone. Like, Beats is still beating.
Where? Because I don't see nobody in the gym wearing Beats.
Don't say that, because everybody got campaign with us.
Okay. But, you know, aside from that, like, everybody's got AirPods now. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I guess so.
If he stuck to that and it was an exclusive thing, yeah. But because of greed and money.
Well, the best all parts involved. That's what I can say.
I don't even know how we ended up here.
I don't know how we got but, here.
Because we're not like tech babes or anything. You know, it's, even that actually.
What, I want to be a tech babe?
All you people that are... let's get into tech.
150k a year.
Let us rest.
Get off my back.
Because do you know how many, like, the turnover in tech, like, people are getting let go. Like, and it's also, is the tech, these tech companies are by, like, young people.
Yeah.
Like, who are just, yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
No, you know, everyone's rich on Twitter, so.
Yeah. Like, let us breathe, innit? Not all of us want to be tech babes.
They're all experts. They're all experts and they're all rich.
Every day is tech this, tech that, tech this. Even one point I said, do I need to go to a coding camp to be a tech?
Honestly, at one point I thought, like, maybe I should get look into coding.
Yeah, like, I was like, because 150 will also do me nice, you know? Do me really nice.
That's a bit of me, that.
Really, really nice.
What a mess. Anyway.
But yeah, guys.
We've been around the globe with this one.
Honestly.
But yeah, hands. Please hashtag NoShapePod when you're listening. Tag us. I'm really liking the tags and stuff. So
yeah.
Please tag us at NoShapePod on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know how you find the episodes.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Follow us. Subscribe to us.
Yeah, do all that stuff.
Put your notification bell on.
Oh, send
on.
DMs in, please. Dilemmas in. You can DM your dilemmas, or you can send it to yourtourshade@gmail.com. We want to have a dilemma episode. I'm going to do a questions thing on Twitter this week. Not Twitter, Instagram this week as well. So. Can check that out if you have any questions for us. And
you can send them whenever, to be fair, guys. Whenever you have anything pressing going on that you want us to
answer. We'll cover it in an episode. We won't forget.
We won't forget. Anonymous, so we won't say your name.
Oh yes, always anonymous. Please, I'm not. We have manners. But and I've been my own royalty.
And it's your girl Kel Aubrey, and we're signing out.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.